Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, hello and welcome to Love's Truth Radio. I guess my intro was not on this evening. I'll have to check that. Yeah, I'm glad you caught me live too, Christian. Thank you so much for coming and hanging out with me, you guys. My name is Emerald, and I'm the host of Love's Truth Radio. And for those of you who are new to Love's Truth Radio, I am broadcasting simultaneously with Periscope. So if you're interested in not only hearing what I'm saying, but you want to see what I'm saying, then you need to come on over to Periscope. You can download it on any of your mobile devices, whether it's iOS or Android, and then look for at MRALD. Hey, Sassy, we have a lot of people coming in the chat room, and the hearts are flowing. The hearts are flowing. People are tapping their screens. And we are about to get into a wonderful conversation tonight about hold that thought. But let me tell you exactly who I am. I am a serial entrepreneur. I am so in love with concept to completion models for developing business, for projects. Yes, Get Paid to Live Stream is in the house of Christian Cotta. You guys, if you're not following Christian Cotta, let me tell you. He is the no BS, give it to you straight, give it to you real, how to build your business, how to build your brand, how to do everything. He is bomb.com.org, okay? You need to follow Christian if you're not already following him. Christian Cotta, there it is, with fist bump, boom, follow him, okay? So let me tell you guys, I was thinking about something that I thought was a really, really powerful thing, and I wanted to share it with you guys. And then we can have a conversation about it, because you know how I do. Like, I don't like to really monologue. I don't like to just be talking to myself. So it's cool if you guys kind of interact and let me know how you're thinking, how you're feeling about the situation. Oh, you're welcome, Christian. It's all good. So here's the situation. There was a study that was done, and I don't know if you guys are familiar with the meditation effect. Has anyone heard of this before? Have you guys heard of this before? It's called the meditation effect. Have you heard of it? Let me tell you what happened. They took, hey, Judah Juice Man, welcome to the broadcast. They took 7,000 people. Now, there's over 7 billion on our planet, right? What's up? Oh, we're chilling right now. We're simultaneously broadcasting on Love's Truth Radio. So I'm talking about the meditation effect. They took 7,000 people, and as we know, there's over 7 billion people on our planet, right? They took 7,000, which is less than a percent, less than a, like a teeny, teeny, teeny fraction of a percent of the people on the planet, and they had them focus meditation. Hey, Dan, welcome to the broadcast. They had them focus their meditation, their meditative state on peace and love and kindness and, you know, clearing their mind of any clutter and all of that good stuff. And, you know, there's no, like, perfect meditator or very few for that matter. So what was happening, you know, there's people that get distracted because, like, their nose itched or something, right? Or, like, they got uncomfortable and so they, like, had to shift their leg or their butt cheek was going numb or something, how they were sitting, whatever. You know, yeah, who knows, whatever. But it's okay. The point being that even with imperfect meditation, 7,000 people during this time, they looked at the statistics for terrorism during this time, and they included all of the potential factors that could change the numbers, right? So they looked at whether it was daytime, whether it was nighttime, whether it was a weekday, weekend, whether people have been drinking or not drinking. They put all these factors into one bucket, right? One scientific bucket, and they calculated all the numbers, and get this, this blew my mind. It blew my mind. The terrorism rate around the world, globally, just from 7,000 people meditating, only 7,000 people out of 7 billion. The terrorism rate dropped 72%. What? Shut the front door. 72%, y'all. Like, crime dropped. Yes, crime. Terrorism, crime, violent crimes is really what it was. It dropped 72%. 72. That means 3 out of 4 people that were ready to bust a cap on somebody decided not to. Mind blown, right? Like, insane. You get smarter and more beautiful with every scope. Oh, you're so sweet. Oh, my gosh. Is this blushing? Am I blushing? Thank you. You're so sweet. I appreciate it. But that's phenomenal numbers. So 3 out of 4 people who were ready to go bomb somebody decided not to during that time frame. So I started thinking, is the best possible national defense happiness? Like, could it really be that simple? Could it really be just holding a thought of love and kindness and, you know what I mean? Like, could it really be that such a small fraction, less than 1% of the people in your community? Hope and awareness. Absolutely, Christian. It's phenomenal that such a small fraction of people could do such a tremendous work on a global scale. No, I will not show my boobs, but you can imagine them after you get blocked. Okay, so, oh, bonjour, bonjour. Welcome to the broadcast from France. I thank you for coming in and hanging out with me and taking the time out of your day to press play. It's daytime over there, right? Oh, you like that, Christian? You like how I was like, you can think about that after you get blocked. Boom, pow, and we're done. Okay. You believe so. You love it. It works in your home, too. Absolutely. So think about it. Think about it. If you have, you know, if you have your family in the home and you are that fraction of a percent of people in your home, which you're more than that fraction of a percent. Hey, Coach Aisha, marks the spot. Boom. Hi from Philadelphia. Hey, back to Philly. Hope you guys are staying safe over there. So, Coach Aisha, welcome, squad. Welcome. Thank you for sharing on Twitter. So we're talking about holding that thought. Let's hold that thought. Because think about it, if there's a husband, a wife, and two kids, right, and a dog and a picket fence, whatever, whoever's in your household, right, say we take the typical four-person family, you are squad in the house, baby. You are 25% of that household, right? Thank you for inviting your followers, Keisha. I appreciate it. You are 25% of that household. Now, so if 7,000 people, which is less than 1%, it's less than a fraction, like it's a minuscule fraction of a percent of the people around the world. Hi, how are you? Come on in, DB Dairy, welcome. Hey, oh, Hip Hop in 101, welcome, welcome, welcome. Come on in and hang out. Hang out. This is Michelle W. Welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for sharing on Twitter. I really, really appreciate you. You're good. Thank you. Oh, good, 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 good. Good to hear. So this is what we're talking about. Hernandez, hey, what's going on? What's going on? Lil Lisa, too, welcome to the broadcast. My name is Emerald. Let me reintroduce myself. For those of you who are new to me, my name is Emerald, and I'm a serial entrepreneur. I am absolutely in love, and like it's true love, with concept to completion projects. That's what I do. That's what I love. And right now, on Thursday night, I broadcast simultaneously on Periscope and Love's Truth Radio. Okay, so if you want to find out more about me, you can always go hang out at emeraldsworld.com, emeraldsworld.com, MRALDSworld.com. The link is in my bio, okay? So tonight we're talking about hold that thought. So if you are 25% a serial entrepreneur, you love that, thank you. So if you are 25%, right, of your household, and it took less than 1% of the world to literally change it 3/4, let me give you those numbers. For those of you guys who just came into the broadcast, there was a study done where 7,000 people were meditating on peace and love. Hey, Libra Rose, welcome, sis. There were 7,000 people who were meditating on peace and love and kindness and oneness and, you know, really a collective consciousness of connecting with consciousness, right? Hey! And of course, there are very, very few on this planet. There are very, very few perfect meditators, right? So like I was saying, like, you know, somebody's ear was itching or somebody's eye fluttered or somebody was starting to doze off and then they woke up or whatever, whatever it was that distracted them, right? It brought them back. You got distracted and it brought them back, right? So there are no perfect meditators or very few, very, very few, right? And even without 7,000 perfect meditators, they just had 7,000 willing participants. And with those 7,000, during the time of meditation, crime dropped 72% around the world, globally, worldwide. Crime dropped 72%. So like I was saying, if there was four people, collective consciousness. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yo, 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 justice. What's going on? It's a party up in here, y'all. Okay, we got Joey Giggles. We got Christian Cotta. We got One Justice for All. What's going on, y'all? Let me tell you. You guys need to just follow everybody. Everybody,
Follow everybody, because everybody in the room is bomb.com. I'm just saying, y'all in the place to be tonight. That's what it is. 72%. Do you hear me? Crime dropped 72%. I am the lady boss. Welcome. Hey, Carlos, welcome. So crime dropped 72%. So if there were four people who were ready, big kiss back to Dubai. Mwah! I want to go out there so bad. I'm the bomb. Aw, oh, thank you. Everybody follow everybody. Yes. So if there were four people that were ready to go bust a cap with somebody, three of them decided not to. And for y'all that don't understand my California vernacular, that means if four people were ready to go shoot someone, three of them decided not to. If there were four people that were ready to go drop a bomb somewhere or be a bomb somewhere, let's be real in our society, in our world today, okay, then three of them opted out. That's major. And it only took 7,000 people to do it. So imagine you're one quarter of your household. Yes, I have two Jack Russell Terriers, and they're crazy. But I love them. Cali represent. Yeah. But, yeah, thank you guys for the hearts, by the way. I really appreciate the love. You know I do. So, yeah, so, you know, if you're one quarter of your household, it's you, your mate, and two children, right? And a dog and a picket fence, right? Okay. I have an electric drive-in gate, whatever. Same thing. Picket fence, whatever. It's picket fence 2.0. You have a Rat Russell. A Rat Russell. That's funny. I've never heard anybody call him that. Okay. But, yeah, just think about it. You're one quarter of your household. If you hold that thought, just hold that thought. Hold that mental picture of peace and harmony within your home. And imagine if one person in 1% of the homes in your city did that. Imagine. Imagine if less than 1% of people in our – oh, my gosh, you guys. MC Nice is in the building, too. I'm telling y'all, it's a party. Tonight is the night. I'm just saying, y'all, tonight is the night. We got folks flowing in, and it's all good in the hood and the suburbs, okay? It would be amazing. Be at peace with 1%. I'm talking about less than 1%. Saying, girl. Thank you. Less than 1%. What's good then, lady? Oh, it's all good. What we're talking about is holding that thought. And I talked about a study that was done several years ago where they took 7,000 meditators. And we're not talking about perfect meditators. Like, they weren't all monks. They weren't all gurus, right? They were just willing participants. They took 7,000 people out of 7 million around the world, and they meditated on peace and harmony. And in that moment, in those that time frame where they were meditating, violent crime globally dropped 72% globally, okay? So I'm just saying, you meditate every day. And I said, everybody follow everybody, because guess who else just came in here? Miss Ruth Richards. With Deepak, oh, yes, I love Deepak Chopra. You know what? If you guys have, and I'm not real big on throwing out a whole bunch of brands. Y'all know I have sponsors and whatnot. But let me tell you, how do you meditate? The best way you can start is literally you can find some guided meditations on – hey, Jermaine, welcome. You can find guided meditations on YouTube. That would be a great place to start. But one of the things that I absolutely love by Deepak Chopra is a game. He created a game. I know it's on Xbox. I'm not sure if it's on PlayStation or any of the other consoles, but it's called Leela. It's L-E-E-L-A, Leela. And it's a meditative game. You create your own mandala. You have it? I should have known you had it. I should have known that. You froze when I came in. Greetings, gorgeous. Greetings to across the pond. Welcome from London. I certainly appreciate you coming in to hang out. Yeah, I should have known you had it. But, yeah, I absolutely love that. The idea that less than 1% of people focusing in on peace and harmony. You just came off your broadcast, so you're like, oh, no worries. I'm sorry, I missed your broadcast. I usually can try to catch some things, but I've been all over the place. Right now we are simultaneously broadcasting in Love Truth Radio. If you are